Let's go to Ephesians. Go ahead with the offering. I'm sorry. I'm jumping. I'm getting quick here. Brother David, you and Brother John went and prayed the other day, right, with one of his family. Come here a second. I just want you to just share. You can come up without shoes. I don't care. I just want to share a quick testimony. You take a few minutes and just share a testimony. Yeah. Amen.
So, I know you and John went there. Yeah, just it's interesting how it got set up. We did an outreach at the university, and I was praying for someone to take over from us afterwards. And I just want to share this part of it, really. And as we were getting to leave, this guy shows up with a Jesus Saves sign directly after us. So we pulled him in and made him part of our gang, really. And then he said his name is the same spelling as John's name. This guy lives in North Carolina. He was at Ohio University the day before, and he was there that day when we were there. So that's how I got to know his mom lives in Genesis over here. So he's related to John. She's related to John, obviously, so that was pretty cool. And then we went there and we prayed, and we were told she had dementia, but we couldn't tell. And so I took a picture from the wall, and I said, who's this? And she knew who they were, just like that. So it's just praise Jesus. John was really, jumping up and down as he is, yeah. And was saying about how she just knew everybody and yeah. All the history of her family and everything. Yeah. No sign of dementia. Yeah. And we prayed for her. I don't know what else to say, really.
Yeah,
Jesus is good.
Amen.
The sovereignty of God.
Yeah. Yes, amen. Well, that's a great testimony. Amen. Yeah, isn't that wild that, you're on the streets of Morgantown and you meet somebody from our church, and that's pretty cool. So I didn't even know that side of the story, but that's neat. I didn't know how you guys ended up together. I know I talked with Brother John that day, and he was like, I'm excited. I'm going to pray for a family member. I don't even really know, but God opened the door through David for us to do that. So, be mindful. Be mindful of the things that God will do. He will open the doors. He'll open the windows. And he'll open the doors we got to walk through. And I felt, clearly even out of Sunday night. It's get ready to walk through some doors. Amen. Church, you guys hearing that? Get ready to walk through some doors. Double doors. Amen. Get ready to walk through some doors. Amen. So let's take our Bibles. Let's go to Ephesians tonight, chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. And I'm going to read through, I think maybe just through 7 tonight. So, I'm going to just read through 10. I likely won't make it that far. But Ephesians chapter 2, you guys with me tonight? Are you there? Okay, amen. Got your Bible, got your pads, whatever you got. So it says, "And you he made alive, who were dead in trespass and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the same sons of disobedience, among whom we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God," everybody say, "but God." One more time, "but God. Who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the age to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus." Let me pray there. Let me stop there and pray. Father, I thank you for the word, and I thank you, Father, Lord, even tonight, just a deposit of your spirit. And I thank you, Father, that, Lord, that we get to examine, Father, who we are in Christ. And, Lord, through these rich writings that we have from Paul, Father, may there be just great penetration. I thank you, Father, that your word says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing hearing by the word of God. So, Lord, I pray, open our hearing tonight, Father. Give us great vision. Give us, within that, Father, that, you know, Lord, that give us eyes to see everything that we can have and possess, these wonderful, marvelous promises of your word. And, Father, Lord, give us a heart to receive in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. You know, Paul, it's interesting. I've listened and I've been studying and just taking some time and going through this. And, Paul starts out in this passage of Scripture and he says, and you. So, you know, I'm going to stop there because I think it's important that, the Bible, this passage, this Scripture is being written to you. Do you like yourself? You guys, it's fair to say that, you know, really, you think about you, you know, you genuinely like yourself, right? You know, my wife, amen, I got an amen in the house. So, you know, I remember, it was a couple weeks ago, my wife looked at me and she said, are you going to leave the house that way? Did you even look at yourself in the mirror? Do you like yourself? I mean, that's basically what she was saying, and I think it's interesting. And you know, she was half joking, but you know, it's like anyway, I wasn't just going to Walmart, so that was the point, right? That was the point she was making. I'm not being negative about Walmart, but you just honestly, you never know what you're going to see in Walmart. Praise God, praise Jesus. So, and but he's writing a letter. And he's writing a passage that's so rich in grace and mercy and love to you. And listen, tonight, you care about yourself. I believe that. You know, God.